Thank you for patiently holding. My name is Kenya, the student on the floor. How could I help you?
Oh boy, that's been all this all over again. Okay, I was calling regarding the suit of a product.
Mm-hmm.
When I was being charged for the product. Okay, at the time when I received the thing, it said that I was a winner. I had won one of the items, and it put me to choose which item that I want to purchase.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then it said to pay for the shipping and the handling. I understand all of that. And I did all of that. And then it tells you when you pick an item, it tells you how many items and if you was successful in getting one of the items or not. Okay, when I picked the item, it was three items. It was three of them left. And I was successful to get one of the three. It'll be shipped out to me. The paper shipping and handling. I gave my credit card information, and I paid for the shipping and handling. Then later on, I received something saying, thank you for being successful in a sweepstakes. I had a mind of it being a sweepstakes because I would have knew right then, don't even bother with it. But it had said I had already won. I took pictures of it and everything just in case something like this happened. Okay, then they said, no, you didn't win the bathroom. It was just a sweepstakes with a trust of you having a chance to win a vacuum.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't say no chance. It said you was chosen. You won the vacuum. It didn't tell me nothing about no chance of winning it because I would have knew then. Don't even bother with it. I had won it. It told me to pay for shipping and handling, and I did everything it said. So, okay, I took it. Okay, later they said I didn't win. But then I turned around. They billed my credit card for $39.99 a month. I'm like, well, what the world is this for? So then I called. And they said that because I entered a sweepstakes, and I said, well, what the $39 for? They say it's for some kind of app or whatever. I don't, you know, understand that yet. So the girl said they emailed me something. I never received anything in my email telling me to go download no app because if I would have been notified that at the time, I would have never did it. I would have canceled it then. Then sitting back and they charging my credit card. So I called my bank to dispute it.
Mm-hmm.
And the bank said, I got to send proof of everything. I have the picture where it say I had won it, not saying you being chosen winner or being of that I had won it, and it's saying that paper shipping and handling and own it.
Yes, ma'am.
And yes, it was. And then later I received a thing saying, congratulations, you entered a sweepstakes. There was nothing said about I was doing a sweepstakes from the beginning of none of that. I understand that. Then I told the bank where they said they emailed me something to download. We went through my email. There's nothing in my email from way back last year that I was sent saying to download an app. I don't know what the app was for. They said the app was supposed to be for some kind of a food product or something that they were saying the app was for. That's what I was told. The gentleman I spoke to today said nothing about a food app. It's an app that you download.
Right.
I don't know right now to the day what the app is about, ma'am. I'm 65 years old. I'm on a fixed income. I can afford, but it was taking $39 out of my account twice. Only for that, okay? And even with that, if they had said from the beginning, this is a sweepstakes you enter to win this bathroom, I wouldn't have did it. It said I won the bathroom. So just make a long story short, I done went through this three times. I'm on oxygen, still being oxygen, from door to door with a cord. Can't go nowhere. It's stressing me out. I want to fix the income. The bank is doing a dispute. That stressed me out. I'm getting upset. I done went through this three times.
Right.
This is my third time going through this. I done been to the gentleman. Young lady just now I got to go all over the gym with you. It's stressing me out. Now the bank want me to come. I had to go to the bank to take my phone. For them to see the picture that I took for each item, say I won the item, I received the item, paper shipping and handling. I have the picture where y'all sent me saying, congratulations, you're in a sweepstakes. After the fight, everything else done. I get that later. So the gentleman told me this morning, he said, okay, Ms. Hill, I can reimburse you one payment. I say, fine. I get one payment, I take a loss for one payment. I feel like it was my misunderstanding. There was no misunderstanding because I read everything. But that was not mistaken. Then he come back and say, no, I can't give you now payment. Bank.
Yes, ma'am. And so just to
your bank and dispute it.
Just to explain
so
a little bit.
Manager, girl, say all departments are the same.
Yes, ma'am.
All I'm trying to do, ma'am, if I get one of my payments back, I forget about one of them. Because I
okay.
said it's a lot.
Well, let
but,
me see
y'all
what I can.
Saying that they can't give me nothing back. Then I'm about to go ahead on and fight the dispute. And I'm going for distress and everything because it's stressing me out. It really
is. Yes, ma'am. And let me see what I can do for you. Is it okay if I place you on a brief hold?
As long as you want to, ma'am, if you have me.
Okay, one moment.
Prayer turn the light. Gosh. Open up the blind. You open the blind, but you open the curtain, not the blind. So the rain stayed on. Fix some curtains, please. Right there.
Thank you for being patient on that hold. I'm sorry about that.
No
way.
Problem. No problem.
Yes, ma'am. So I did go ahead and to see what I can do for you. Unfortunately, ma'am, it is a valid charge, and it would have to remain. I'm so sorry about that.
Okay, now I just go ahead and go through my bank and see what they can do for it on it.
Yes, ma'am, and I'm sorry about that.
With all the information that they get. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have